close your eye. When you close your eye, always check your eye. Your eyebrow, is it very tight? Try to relax a bit. Remember, meditation is a fun exercise, mental exercise. So it must be fun, cannot be too tense. Also, try to relax your forehead, relax your eyebrow, relax the corner of your mouth. How to do that? Put on a Mona Lisa smile. And this Mona Lisa smile will help you to relax your face. Next, adjust your head. Level your chin with the floor or with the ground. Not too high or not too low. Just level it with the floor. And now we need to straighten our backbone. So slightly roll back your shoulder blades. And that will open up your chest. And automatically, it will help you to straighten up your back. And now, slightly tuck in your tummy. That will help you in your meditations. And park your hand on your lap. And in a comfortable way, whether your palm can be facing up or facing down. Once you adjusted, try not to move anymore. And now please focus on your breathing. We start by exhale, followed by inhale. Every exhale followed by an inhale, we count it as one. We try to do 10 count. Should any point of time, if your mind is wandered off, no problem. Just slightly pull back your focus onto your breathing again, but start the count from one again. Let's begin this perfect 10 count. Now, we are trying to solve our problem using the one or many principle. Please try to think of one of your problems that you are currently facing. Of course, you can use back the problem on yesterday morning. So for myself, at 11 p.m., my daughter is still not yet home. And I'm trying to call her, but her mobile phone was off. So that is my problem that I'm facing. So how about yours? Think of one of the problem. So now you have identified your problem. Next step is we try to see whether the problem can be dissolved into parts. So for my case, the part R, I'm worried about her. Why she never informed me earlier that she will be returned home late? Why she turned off her mobile phone? Is there an accident happens? Is a cell phone being stolen? Is she influenced by bad friends? That is my part of this problem. So it's your turn now. I give you some time. Try to see whether there is a part on your problem. Congratulations to you, because you have already dissolved your problem into parts. And you knew that anything that have part is being grouped together by us. It is made up by me, myself. It is the unique pictures in our mind that glue all these parts together. And where are these all the parts come from? They come from my unique mixture of seeds. And my this unique mixture of seeds glue together as a pictures, and then project out onto the person or the thing, and let us experience the so-called problem we are facing right now. We understand that there are no people and things that do not come from me. We use this weird emptiness solutions, dissolving this problem. Always remember, as long as it has some power, it is not a real problem. So for my problem, I know that my daughter is my pen. It's my best seeds planted in the past, ripening and create this problem I'm facing it right now. Same go to you. Is your past bad seeds a mixture of bad seeds? Grew together as pictures projected out and let you experience the so-called problem. Since we understand that, now let us apply the seed solutions, which is second part of the seed solutions. We call it frozen belly, which means we're doing for power onto our past bad seeds. For me, looking at my daughter problem, I'm worried about her. So definitely in the past, I let others worry me before. I didn't inform others in advance on things that I do. I recall a lot of time when I'm busy in work, I didn't call my mom or my wife to inform them I'm not back home for my dinner. And I let them keep waiting for me. I also recall I did not inform others when I'm going to finish my work. For example, my PPT, so they have keep waiting for my PPT to send to them. So all this, I plant the bad seeds to see myself worried, experience a worry on my daughter. Now is your turn to think about those co-related bad seeds that you have planted in the past. And this past bad seed have ripened now to create this problem that you're facing. So I'll give you some time, think about the co-related bad seeds. That's great. You have identified your co-related back seats now. So the next step now, we will apply the frozen belly, which is the four power. Power number one, think about the pen. For myself, at 11 p.m., my daughter did not call me to inform she will be late coming home. So she is my pen. She's coming from my seats. Now it's your turn to think about your power number one. Who is your pen? Power number two, intelligent regret. When I'm busy in the past, I did not call my mom and my wife to inform them I won't come home for dinner. And because of this, they keep waiting for me for dinner. I'm so sorry to my mom and to my wife. I have let them keep waiting and worried about me. And I know that the bad seeds multiply every 24 hours. I decided I want to stop this bad seed keep growing in my mind. I want to frozen these bad seeds. Over here, try to make your motivation much bigger on this step. Number two, that means the power number two. Think about the motivation, why you want to stop these bad seeds. Because we understand it keeps multiplied every day. But at the same time, think about the good way. If I can commit not to plant the bad seed again, then I see my world. I don't let others worry. How nice is this world? Everyone, because of my actions, I don't let others worry. Then I plant a lot of good seeds. So set your motivation higher. Why you want to do this for power? Power number three, promise. I promise not to plant this same bad seed again, which is not informing my wife or my mom if I'm unable to eat dinner with her on today. So now is your turn to think about your power number three. What is your promise on today? That you are not going to plant the same bad seed again. Power number four, balance. I promise to reply answer to Miss L because she sent me a questions I don't want to let her worry. So I need to reply questions to Miss L by 12 p.m. today so that she won't be worried what actions to take on her problem. Now it's your turn to think about your power number four. What is your promise on today that you're going to plant good seeds correlated to this problem? That's great. We have did the frozen belly, which is used doing the four power, but we set higher motivations why we are doing this four power. And that higher motivations will help us to frozen the bad seeds in our seed bank and won't get ripened. Just be happy. Feel about the motivation that you have been set is to help others, not to experience the same thing you are being experienced. Now, let's do three long exhale. Imagine a golden light come out from your breathing, touching everyone in this room, your family member, the friend that you know, and thus everyone in this world. So just imagine a golden light touching everyone in this world and blessing everyone free of problem, full of happiness. And imagine yourself are living in this full of happiness world. What is the feeling that you have? When you're ready, you can just open your eye and back to this room.